Grab your big book, your pen, your highlighter, and notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous through the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. To have a question addressed in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com, and Nikki is spelled with two K's. To get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is in the show notes of this podcast. God morning, God afternoon, God evening to all. My name is Justin B., and I am a son of an all-powerful and all-loving God and a qualifying addict of multiple fellowships living in the miracle of recovery, and I'm here with the intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation, and my co-host, Nikki M. Nikki, introduce yourself just a second here.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nikki M., and I'm a grateful member of RICO 12 and many other fellowships, and I'm an all-addictions and afflictions type of girl, gal. And I'm just so grateful because my book, I work out of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, which says it will solve all my problems. And the book reminds me on page 49 that I am an intelligent agent spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation, and that God's going to use me and Justin for this next few moments to figure out how to get through life using the Big Book.
Absolutely. Thanks, spearhead Nikki. And if you out there in the listening audience want to be a spearhead, well, get to work initially. And if you have, you know, if you feel guided to donate a little bit, you can donate to RICO 12 and what we're doing here with all of these projects we're doing. You can learn about those in the show notes or go listen to other podcasts we have going. If you want to help us out with that, if God is putting on your heart to make a little donation, you can do so. Find that at RICO12.com/support. And we're happy to receive that and put that to good use with these really cool projects that we are doing. Let's just jump right into the solution here, Nikki. I'm going to bring a question here that I heard and that I've seen so many times in my own recovery. I've asked this question myself. I've dealt with sponsees who have said the same thing. And I'm going to bring this to you. This last week was the worst week in my recovery. I'm trying to thoroughly follow this path, but I still have rough times. No matter how I'm trying to live my life here, things still go, I still have hard weeks. Why? Why isn't it everything just falling into place because I'm doing the things that I think I should be doing?
Wow. Well, why? I just I'm not God. And from what my experience, strength, and hope is that there, the book says there will be certain trials and low spots ahead. That's on page 15. The book on page 133 says, I always cross out words, but I think it says when trouble comes or if trouble comes, one of those two, but trouble's coming on page 133. The book says on page, this is why, I mean, this is what the book says. I'm just saying why. He asks a question like all these things, and it's true. That's why you need to know the book. The book says on page 117, but all problems will not be solved at once. There's your answer. There's a reason why. Like, I'm in the program. Things are going good. This was a bad week in my recovery, and I've been here for 2 years, 5 years, 17 years. Why? Well, it says, all problems will not be solved at once on page 117. It says seed, and that's like a mustard seed, has started to sprout in new soil and growth has only begun. It says in spite of your newfound happiness, there will be ups and downs, many. And this is where words matter. Many of the old problems will still be with you. And I put Nikki. I like to personalize my big book. So many of the old problems will still be with you, Nikki. And then my book says, this is as it should be. And then it says on page 117, the next paragraph says, the faith and sincerity of both you and your husband. I don't have a husband, but I got Justin B on my talk right now, and I'm looking right at his face, and it says, so why don't we just put Justin B in there? See, the faith and sincerity of both you, Nikki, and your friend who you commence shoulder to shoulder with, Justin B, will be put to the test. And it says these workouts should be regarded as part of your education. For thus you and Justin B will be learning to live. I don't know how to live. I need to learn, so I need these tests. You will make mistakes. And then it says, but if I'm earnest, if I have a sincere conviction, if I'm earnest, these things, this worst week in my recovery, it's not going to drag me down. I'm going to capitalize on it because a better way of life will emerge when I overcome these tests, these ups and downs, these trials. The worst week in my life, and I'm going through rough times. Why, Nikki? Well, here it is. Page 60. Because the book says all these things are going to happen, but here's another reason why. Because friend who asked this question, me, myself, Nikki M, and Justin B, we are like an actor, page 60, and we want to arrange the whole show. And even though we're sober or we've gotten rid of some of our addictions and afflictions, we're still trying to arrange the lights, the scenery, the rest of the players. I put line out, the people in my life. My other line out says, Nikki is a control freak. I try and be sober, free from those addictions that are eating my soul. I'm still trying to arrange my own life the way I want it. And then it's like, if only my arrangements would stay put, my line out, they never will. If only people will do as Nikki and Justin wished. How about if only Nikki and Justin would do as we wish? I need to get up. I need to get this done. But I'd rather, Nikki, I don't know what Justin likes to do, but I'd rather like scroll on Twitter and find out news that I don't need to know. You know, like that, this is the truth. And we got to be honest here. You know, and then if only the world would do as I wish, the show would be great. My line out on page 61 says, that's a codependence dream world. You know, everybody, including Nikki, Justin B, the fellow who asked this question, we'd be pleased. Life would be wonderful. And then I want to skip further down though. Here it is. Because you said, oh, it's the worst week in my life. It's like things are happening. Like, and that just happened to me, Justin. You know, I'm back in Toronto in my bedroom in the Noodle Studio. But I was in Luxembourg for a month. You know, I lived there part-time with the human God sent me to care for. I got to remember that. God sent this person for me to take care of. I'm a caretaker. And I started snorting thoughts and I playing the show. My boyfriend's not doing what I want, everything. And I started taking... What is Nikki's basic trouble, says on page 61. See, there's where it is. Because this person asked why. Why was I having a bad week when I'm crying every couple months to go and see my boyfriend in Europe? Because what is my basic trouble, Justin? See, am I not really a self-seeker even when trying to be kind? That was my trouble in Luxembourg. I was a victim of the delusion that I could wrest satisfaction and happiness out of this world if only I managed well. What's managed well? If all my ducks were in a row, if my boyfriend was saying what I wanted, if I could get things done, if I could do what I want to do, if I could run the show the way I want, if I could only manage well. But that could have been, see, the worst week in my life. That could have been the worst week of that could have been the best week of my life had I turned to page 63, top paragraph. Had I took a sincere position, right? Had I performed the work well? Had I been established on a footing less interested in my own... I have to laugh. My own little plans and designs. Don't you know I came all the way to Luxembourg? You're supposed to take me out for dinner because you're not in Toronto taking me out. You know, all these things. Like, you see what I mean? Is this all making sense, everybody? The big book dance about the worst week, let's recap real quick. We went through all the pages where it says you're gonna suffer. There's trials and low spots. You will make mistakes. Trouble's coming. And then I'm telling you why. I'm driven by 100 forms of madness. I'm the actor who wants to run the whole show. My basic trouble is, if only I can manage well. If only I could play God again, Justin.
Yeah. Oh, so Nikki, thank you so much for taking me into page 117 there. I want to share something from my own life. About a week ago, I heard somebody say something that just, well, it blew my mind. And I was like, okay, where can I tie that into recovery so I can put this back and put it in recovery words in big book verbiage so I can use it as a reference? And I couldn't think of anything. And the phrase that was used is something like this. When things seem to be falling to pieces all around me in my own life, if I can step back, I might realize that those pieces are actually just falling into place for something new and better. And I think page 117 followed up with the 60 through 63 stuff. Just that new way of looking at it just opened up my mind to that. So any thoughts on that? Maybe a personal experience in your life where things felt like they were falling apart, and then as you look back at them, they were really falling into place.
Oh, you mean during COVID or even before COVID, when I was going to murder homicide, when I boiled my boyfriend's cell phone that I was working with and life was ending, and I was in the depths of addiction and I threw away my children. And I mean, you can go on and on and on. Okay. So yes, when I look back at my life, and let's just go even like most recently with COVID, I lost my job. I lost my rights. I mean, and it was the greatest time of my life. It's crazy. Like, it was the most amazing time. Why? Well, it led, like, you were on page 117 talking about that. Page 116 says it leads to the deeper discovery of God. This apparent, it says time after time, this apparent calamity, this apparent disaster, this apparent problem has been a boon. It's been helpful. See the magic book, Justin, like, you took me back to page 117. Now we're just rolling our eyes across where it says, it's these calamities, these disasters are a boon. Now I had to Google that word because this was written 100 years ago. It's a treasure. It's helpful. Why? Because it opens up a path which leads to the discovery of God, the discovery of power. So everything is been done. What do they say, Justin? Is it done? It's not done to me. It's done for me. All these things, yeah. All these cliches are true. And then go even deeper. Go back one more page where it says page 114. It says, and it's the first paragraph down, the very last sentence says, the power of God goes deep. The power of God goes deep. So I think you asked me, like, you know, like, can you look back and see where these certain trials and low spots, where they've literally rocketed me into a new dimension. Like in COVID, I was stripped of everything. And now I'm not afraid of anything. Like, it's really, I get real radical. Like, I'm not, you want to take something from me? It's okay. Like, you took my job. I was 47 years old and I'm still not working. I retired. Okay. It's like, okay, you want to take my plans and designs about this guy that I had, and then you took away everything from me. And then I really went into this process, like this awful time. And it was like, what? Then you sent me a person that opened up a bigger world. Like, I'm in Europe when I was just, my life was just in North America. You know, go deeper. When I go, I threw away my son, literally in my addiction. And now my son, he's 19. He comes over and he's like this beautiful, independent man who makes his own decisions. It was like, wait, what? Like, he was forced to really kind of, you know what I mean? Like, find his own path there. I didn't have to arrange and ruin his life. And now through all of it, I'm going, wow, God's plan was way bigger and better than I could have ever imagined. Because I would have maybe controlled my son to do something, be something, you know, my plans and designs. But mm-hmm. God had a bigger plan for everything. So it's just, I think you could read the paragraph on page 133, Justin, sums up a lot of what we're discussing here on this episode, which is you know, the worst week, rough times, page 117 and all these things, and then looking back in your past. And then it leads us into, we are sure. And you can go from there, like read that paragraph and really read it slow and think about it as you teach it to me. Cause I think that sums it up.
Yeah. So this is at the top of page 133. We are sure that God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. We cannot subscribe to the belief that this life is a veil of tears, though it once was just that for many of us. But it is clear that we made our own misery. No victim thinking there. I brought it on myself. God didn't do it. Avoid then the deliberate manufacture of misery. But if trouble comes, cheerfully capitalize it as an opportunity to demonstrate his omnipotence. And there it is again. There it is. When things are falling apart, when things are busting into pieces all around me, God is capitalizing on that and putting pieces into place for the next steps of his plan for me. Not my plan, God's plan. I love that.
Because can I go a little deeper into that, Justin?
Do it.
I want to, because where it says we, so I put my name Nikki and I'm sure. See, remember, if you're sure of something, Justin, you're sure, I look at you, you're sure you're a man. So it's like, you're 100% confident, no doubt that that's how God, you know, that's how you are, that God, see, I'm 100% sure that God, and I like to interchange the word God when I'm teaching this, the spiritual principles not only want, they will make me happy, joyous, and free. See, the principle of being humble, of being intimate, of being forgiving, those things of being responsible will make me happy, joyous, and free. Nikki and Justin, this is a direction. We don't get to subscribe to the belief that this life is a veil of tears. We don't even get to subscribe to the belief that last week was the worst week in my recovery. See, you understand, we don't get to talk. We don't get to do that. Though it was, you know, maybe it was just that. And it's clear we made our own misery. And I like to ask my sponsees, Justin, are you sure you made your own misery? And I'll say to you, Justin, yes, I'm sure, Justin, I did a thorough step four. See, where am I to blame? Where am I at fault? It doesn't say, what is my part? It says, where am I to blame? I disregard the other person entirely, it says on page 67. So I am 100% sure that I created my own misery. And then it says here, God didn't do it. And I know that, again, make sure you're sponsored. You did a thorough step four. Your mommy didn't do it. God didn't do it. Society, Nikki, your government didn't do it, Nikki. No, I did it. So then here's an instruction. You and I have to avoid the deliberate manufacturing of misery. How do Justin and I manufacture misery? Well, I'll speak for me and Justin. Can I, Justin? And if correct me if I'm wrong. We get lazy. Justin and I like to procrastinate on things that we need to do. We also, we get into exaggeration. I need, I want. That's not true. We have all we need. You know, like that's our mind exaggerates. Oh, if I had. We get into maybe arrogance. We know better than what should be being done. Justin, I don't know about you, but I get into greed because I need more. You know, if only I had more. No, that I have all I, you and I come from the school of thought. We have more than what we could ever imagine and need because we have that. You and I have the same kind of God. And then go deeper here. It says, we have to avoid this deliberate manufacturing of misery by basically living in our character defects. But if trouble comes, like Justin and I are procrastinating on things that we need to do, here we go. Cheerfully capitalize on it. Justin and I need to get on our knees and thank God. And if metaphorically, whatever, thank you, God. This is the opportunity to demonstrate, to show, not tell, to take action and walk in God's omnipotence, line out to practice the spiritual principles in all our affairs.
I don't think I can wrap that up any cleaner than what you just did, Nikki. Everybody, if you want to be happy, joyous, and free, like God wants you to be happy, joyous, and free, follow these principles. It's worth it. You are worth it. Let's get out there and commence shoulder to shoulder in this life and trudge this happy road of destiny together.